Over here, there's plenty of open ones.
WDW Memories Podcast, Memory 285, Reliving as we enter Disney's Hollywood Studios. Put those headphones on for the best experience as we enjoy another of my Walt Disney World memories. You will be transported to the parks through immersive binaural audio, and be there with us as we relive the start of our second day, arriving early at Disney's Hollywood Studios. Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at wdw-memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to wdw-memories.net/support. Now sit back. Relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we relive that Walt Disney World magic. Well, hello, and welcome to the WDW Memories Podcast, where together we relive that Walt Disney World magic. My name is Lou, and I'll once again be your host on this magical adventure. I need a vacation. This world is stressing me out. And I need a little simple joy and magic in my life. Oh, what I wouldn't give to be starting out a vacation in Walt Disney World, getting to begin each day with the anticipation of what will happen, or will we get to ride whatever, or what will the kids think of, fill in the blank. So let's begin a new day together, shall we? Today, we're starting out our second day on our trip to Walt Disney World in December 2021. It's Monday morning. The sun is low on the horizon. The air is humid and just a little cool. Today is going to be a beautiful day in Disney's Hollywood Studios. After completing our day in Epcot in Memory 284, we got to our room at Port Orleans Riverside and crashed hard. We knew, though, this morning would be early, as we had to take advantage of the early entry to the studios in order to ride that brand new Rise of the Resistance at Rope Drop. We had breakfast in the room, except for a banana and coffee to go, and headed to the park about an hour and a half early for Rope Drop. We'll get to the memory just as we're driving up to the gate, listening to the soundtrack from Harmonious in the car. We'll arrive at the gate, swipe through with our bands, and soon be parked at probably the furthest spot on the second row. We'll grab our stuff and make a quick walk to the front gate where resort guests are already getting into the park, and the non-resort guests are beginning to queue up to get in. As we approach the security check, I try to pull out what I can to make it through, but I haven't figured out that trick yet. You know, take everything out, hold it out in front of you, including the camera and your phone. So I will, of course, get pulled over for a more thorough bag check. But once we get through, we have little issue with the tap styles because we're using the bands to get into the park now. And then we're off at a quick pace. No running to get to the queue to Rise of the Resistance. But that experience will have to wait for next time. Today's memory is in binaural once again, so as I've said before, for your best experience, I would suggest putting on those headphones to fully immerse yourself in the memory. Now that you have your headphones on, join me as we relive the start of a new day and enter Disney's Hollywood Studios.
Yep.
Oh, that's so, one of the three ways.
Oh, yeah, Star Wars.
there's about four different chains, but the turnaround point was right there. This was the resort we would have stayed, we had looked at staying at, was Caribbean Beach. Here you go, Suze. Trash can. Hotel
room,
resort.
Room pass.
Please.
Yep.
Here.
I think my sweatshirt got left.
Nope.
Oh, should we do it in Louis? That fails.
I see a beauty beast.
I see you.
I see Tower of Terror.
Wait, Tower of Terror where?
Pink tall tower.
Go. Screens up. Not that it matters too dramatically today.
It's not going to be anybody on my left. Everybody got that mask? Where's my banana? Carry it.
Close your doors.
So we're going to run into Star Wars?
Well, we're going to run to the gate. Okay. Everybody got hats and sunglasses, right?
Yep.
No, we can just walk. We're good. This is why I want to move to Florida.
Yeah.
Sitting here like this, I love. Fine, I'll move here in December and move home in June.
Exactly.
May. Need to start saving up money in order to be able to do this.
Yeah.
Have two homes.
Yeah.
There's a turkey. City right, bud.
Yes,
I'm sorry, not you.
Oh, somebody come. But not knowing where you parked during the holidays. So don't forget you are either coming out of 300, which is the row I'm standing in, or row 301.
I just texted it to you, babe.
Remember, kids, be good.
I mean, it's a turkey vulture. Only in Disney does the parking attendant sing to you as you're going.
What?
Only in Disney does the parking attendant sing to you as you're walking in.
Yeah.
Breakfast down, coffee drunk.
So, when we get done here today, we couldn't just ride it in round trip, could we?
We could.
Will it let you come back here when it's closed?
Yeah.
Because we're parked here?
We can ask. Park doesn't... Park closes at 9.
this could be an evening to get back and get a night's sleep. Too. But that's an idea. I'm not opposed to it.
Or any park that it comes to, right? It'd have to be this one.
It's this one in Epcot.
Good morning.
Welcome, Captain America. I have two rooms open.
Good morning.
I'm coming.
Yep. I was thinking, pretty sure. Good morning. Good, how are you? I got a feeling it's my camera. This would be one of them.
Can you take it off so I can see what's underneath? Okay, go ahead and put it back. Thank you.
All right, do you want to see inside here? I'm assuming too. It's actually empty.
Okay. This could be a trigger thing.
I'm sorry?
I mean, this can be a trigger.
I may need to leave it at home then.
Okay, what about this?
Oh, sure. Yes, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Some cables and power jacks and stuff like that. Okay. Would you like to look up here? My wallet, ibuprofen. I can pull stuff out if you need to, if it's good.
No, that's fine.
All right. It's a little bit quick. Yep. You good? Oh, keys! Okay.
Okay.
No problem. Thank you so much. Yes, I almost made that mistake yesterday and they caught me, so. It can be, and it'd be really sad to start my day like that. Thank you. Early entry for guests of parks, park hotels. Yes, thank you. Over here, there's plenty of open ones. You gotta do it with your nose.
So did they already drop the boat then? Is this where it's going?
Very long time ago. We got a map.
That's where we saw the dancing lights, the Osborne lights.
Just grab the map.
Or did they ever see that?
They never saw it. Are the rides open already, or are we just getting to a rope drop point?
You get into the lines for them.
Perfect.
No problem.
Jack, up and to the left.
Good job, dude.
So we're going to go to the left over here.
Didn't they have a tree? Yeah. Seems like they should have a tree there. Is that just me?
What's the best way to Galaxy's Edge? Thank you. I think so. We'll see when we get over there. If it looks really bad, we can double back. Like, I mean, we're talking thousands of people in front of us, but I don't think we're at that point. Yes. Not doing Star Tours, we're doing... Y'all ready to be transported to outer space? About an hour, is that what you just said? I'll take
this
that.
Is the shortest it'll be all day.
That's what I'm kind of thinking.
Okay.
It will run on average about a 2 hour wait.
Potentially be done at 9:15 when other people are just allowed to get in the parking lot.
It's $20 per person for one ride.
Thank you so much for joining me for another of my Walt Disney World memories. If this was your first time listening, I want to invite you to subscribe so that future episodes will automatically download as they are released. Also, if you want to find more information about the show and my other adventures, I encourage you to visit my wdw-memories.net website. In addition to links to subscribe, you'll find things like show notes with pictures of this memory. You'll also find links to watch this on YouTube or view photos on Google and Instagram and connect with me on social media on Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest. If you like what you've heard and you want to say thank you, you can also find links on the website for ways to support the show. Every donation gets put back into the podcast, and you'll help reduce my cost for gathering, producing, and hosting the show for years to come. Finally, the easiest thing you can do is to help me spread the word about the show. If you like what you've heard, a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you listen will help others like you who might be looking for ways to relive that Disney magic at home find our show. Or if you could tell a friend or share that you've been listening, share a link to the show on social media. Maybe that virtual escape to Walt Disney World, like this memory, is just what someone else like you needs. Help me spread some of that Disney magic. So thanks again for listening, and I hope to see you back here in a couple of weeks or sooner for our next Walt Disney World memory. Bye.
Bye.
You can say bye right into that.
Bye.
Good job.